Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Here's a layered question for you. What is the ideal monument for the city of Philadelphia? And what does a 21st century urban monument look like? A new public art and research project is asking that this year and will help you along through a series of art installations and public events. I'm joined by Paul Farber, a local scholar of American and Urban Studies. He's a writing fellow at Haverford College and is one of the curators of this project known as Monument Lab. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
I'll throw the question right back at you. First, what is the ideal monument for Philadelphia?
An ideal monument is one that would reflect our core values and visions for the city. When we look at our great monuments and sites of memory around the city, we get a sense of generations past, what we held close to us, whose stories mattered, and whose presence registered an imprint on the city. An ideal monument would be one that we can imagine as putting forward as how we want to have an identity about this time that we're in now.
And what's your personal take as far as the second part of the question? What does a 21st century urban monument look like?
A 21st century urban monument may be cast in stone or bronze and conjure some of the kind of great structures and sites of memory we have in the city. But it also may be more creative. It can exist in new ways, whether it's projection or light or even something that would take on the layers of that which is built and also that which we can imagine. And this project is fueled by the idea of speculation.
Monument Lab will ask Philadelphians these questions this spring. Help us understand how that's going to work.
Yeah, this is a project that goes to the core of the city. So City Hall will be the central hub. There will be a prototype monument based on the concept by the late artist Terry Adkins and a number of other programs that are going on, especially on the southeast side where we're going to have the Monument Lab. This is the place where we're going to invite and collect the visions of what a 21st century monument should be as imagined by Philadelphians.
So people walk in, they interact with you, they get prompts. How does that work?
They'll walk in. There are going to be a number of free programs there with talks and designs by prominent civic thinkers who we look to as guides to understand where we are, and also invite people to offer their own designs. And that'll be entered in as research that will be published and hopefully fuel a bigger program, a citywide monuments festival several years from now.
I've heard you say you're seeing a monument revival. What do you mean?
We are seeing artists and organizations take on historical identity and repurpose it and reimagine it to talk about what's urgent in the city today. We are deeply inspired and working with a number of institutions and individuals who've pushed our thinking. The Mural Arts Program, as one who's a partner in this, has worked on and off the wall to have us think about what are the visions that matter, what are the stories. The new monument can be one that takes on the past stories, whether they're triumphant or they're traumatic, and put them out in public in order to tell the truth about time.
I want to talk about the temporary monument that will be a result of this project, and it's going to be designed. It was designed by the late Philadelphia artist Terry Adkins. He died a year ago. He was a Penn professor. His works were abstract, and they incorporated musical themes. He'd use musical instruments, horns, drums, stereos, and he was a musician himself, and he performed at some of his exhibitions. What will Terry Adkins' work be like, and how is it meant to inspire ideas?
Terry Adkins was thinking about the ways that Philadelphia is a site of educational innovation as well as loss. And he was thinking about the way that Center Square can be reimagined as a place to take on some of the most challenging questions that we have as a city about education. He reflected on the way that the city had once been a place where the first school to train teachers how to teach was opened in the 19th century. He wanted to create a vision of a kind of public classroom where people could see the challenges of our time when it comes to education, as well as an opportunity to reinvent. He came up with a concept and several days later died. His vision will be complete and will hopefully spur a conversation about how we balance the traumas and the weight of the past with the need to innovate and the need to reimagine.
Can you tell us what it might look like?
Terry Adkins' monument will be based on the design of a 19th century classroom and will include an area of benches and a monumental blackboard. And the whole design is empty, waiting to be filled with ideas, with people walking by. And one of the kind of important tenets of the classroom that he based this design on by Joseph Lancaster, who's one of the kind of early founders of public education in this city, had a mantra of, if you learn, you teach. And we want to kind of think of learning and teaching as going together in this space that is starts out empty and hopefully will be filled with interaction and spur ideas.
I know it involves a whole list of artists and other curators. The project is so interesting. It's physical, cultural, and philosophical. Best of luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you this spring.
Paul Farber is a local scholar of American and Urban Studies. He's a writing fellow at Haverford College and is one of the curators of Monument Lab, a new urban project that launches in May. For more information, go to monumentlab.com.